You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me.
Hello and welcome to the TFM Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, thank you so much for getting involved with this, the official podcast of your shitty summer internship. We are here for you every week. Please keep telling your friends, keep spreading the word. Tell your pledge brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers. Yeah, get your dad involved. That'll be fun. He can hear about Poundtown, USA. That's great. We are so excited. We actually got lucky today. I'm going to tell you, I'll get you guys behind the curtain a little bit. We had a guest fall through, and we were very lucky. The first guy I thought of, because someone actually sent me a Snapchat of you, a picture of you being like best podcast episode of all time.
Oh, get out of town.
He was like super pumped about it. So Mark Norman, thank you for coming back.
I'm flattered. Thanks for having me.
That's why I thought you. So I thought, oh, let me just toss this into the wind thinking you'd be busy or whatever.
Right,
and thank you for coming on. Mark Norman, you guys, he's been on everything. So there you go.
Thanks. Yeah, that was a great ep we did. I was proud of that one.
We brought the heat. And also, I had people go back. If you want to go back to that episode, I'm not sure the name. We can maybe punch it in, figure it out at some point during this episode. But what we did was we suggested what people should do in New Orleans.
Aha.
And I've had people be like, what should I do in New Orleans? I'm like, you know, and I referenced this one episode we did together because we gave like a whole plan.
That's right.
For the town, because that's where you're from.
Yes. Born and raised, but a Tipitina shirt right now.
And you also just did Conan.
Uh-huh.
Everyone go Google Mark Norman Conan, just did it. It was a fantastic set. It was great.
Oh, thanks. My parents came out to that, so I repped New Orleans again. I had a big New Orleans shirt.
That's what I was. Why I brought it up. What was the meaning of that shirt? It was a cool shirt.
Defend New Orleans. It's a shirt brand out there, and it's all about, like, after Katrina, you know, staying in New Orleans. Some people just left, and it's like, we defend it. We stay.
Oh, okay.
So it's all about that.
That was a cool shirt. So, I mean, go check it out. You'll see the shirt. Mark has a podcast that he tapes here at Stand Up New York Labs called Tuesdays with Stories. You should all check it out. Make it a part of your rotation. Here's what I do. I have like five or six podcasts that I, you know, every day of the week I have a different type of flavor. This could be one of your flavors if you don't already listen. So
yeah, it's Rocky Road, baby. We're not PC. We get gross. We get naughty. We get nasty.
That's why you're such a good guest here. So Tuesdays with Stories, you can go to MarkNormanComedy.com. Check out all his great stuff, all his tour dates, all that stuff. So go get involved at Mark Norman on Twitter. That's with Mark Norman with a D on the end.
Thank you.
So I had to make sure we check that out. What was the reason you came here today?
So your podcast is a good flavor in my mouth right now because on Friday night I got a tweet from a gal saying, hey, I just heard you on Jared Freed's pod.
Really?
What are you up to?
And no said, fucking way.
You know, I gave her the glance, like opened up her, you know, profile pic and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. And so I said, well, I got one more show, but let's get a drink after. We get a drink. We go back to her hotel. It was wild.
This happened this past weekend?
Friday night.
No way.
Yeah. Hotel on 8th Avenue. We went at it for hours.
Oh, my God. Was it? So she was hot.
Yeah, she was a real animal. I'll show you a photo later.
Oh, thank you. Oh, what's your move when someone like gets in touch with you? Like, what's your process? Do you go, you Google, or do you go straight to Facebook?
I just look at her photo, and I'm good. She could be a Nazi or whatever. I'm
she
in.
She could do it. The Heil Hitler.
Yeah.
Is it Heil? Is it
Heil?
Heil. Sorry, my German's off.
Yeah.
She could be doing that in her picture, and you'd be like, well, this is hot and different. It's going to be great.
Look at those. Look at that cleavage.
So did she just listen to it and reached out? And
I think I did a set at Stand Up New York here, and she was in the crowd. And she was like, that's the guy. She like put it together and then Googled me. And she's like, so I think she recognized my voice.
Look at you. You're a rock star.
It felt amazing. I had nothing going on that night. And I was like, I could use a lady. And then boom.
And then it all came together. Look at TFM Podcast making it happen.
Yeah.
Even for the guests.
Yes.
This is what it's all about.
You got me laid, baby.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So listen, everybody, if you want to get laid, email the podcast, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com, at Mark Norman on Twitter, Tuesdays with Stories. Also, you can find that on standupnylabs.com. All the podcasts that they put together here are on standupnewyorklabs.com. You can go check out every podcast they put together here. Let's get into it. You ready?
Sure.
We had a good one. So we're flying That's such a funny story.
Wild. Wild.
You've been
night.
Killing it lately. I feel like I've seen you with with different chicks every night.
I'm banging a lot of guys. I got to start wearing condoms.
Really? No
condoms. No, I'm joking.
I shook your hand. No. So this one's called Infinity Poo.
Uh-huh. I like that.
Sup, J-Date. Hoping you can take a quick break from writing love letters to Tom Brady to help me out. I figure there's no one else to turn to but the shit connoisseur himself. So this is actually funny. I think everyone just thinks I'm the go-to poop guy.
Wait, what is that? What are we going to get an explanation on what an infinity poop is?
Well, we are. I'm stopping us for a second.
All right.
Because this weekend I was away and I'm sitting like waiting for a sandwich to be made.
Uh-huh.
And this little kid just walks up to me and she goes, and it's like a little like toddler. He's like, do you know where the potty is?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, why are you asking me?
Right.
Like I was in like a tank top.
Uh-huh.
I think I just look like one of those guys that's constantly like running to the shitter.
You look like you know where the good shitters are.
Like I know where a comfortable dump could be taken.
Yes, like 3rd Avenue, 14th floor of the whatever building.
The Starbucks.
Yeah.
You can take your shirt off, but not too quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he writes, at my shitty college internship, which you aptly named, nicknamed podcast helps make bearable, by the way. You're welcome. I take frequent trips to the bathroom just to get away from my desk. I find that after I drop some chocolate fondue, sometimes I can just wipe and wipe infinitely without making any real progress towards a clean crack. As I'm wiping and wiping, that terrible Costco one-ply tissue paper bullshit in my twilight zone of shits for what seems like days on end, I find myself pondering the bigger questions in life. Why are we here? Did Leo ever actually wake up at the end of Inception? Will J-Train ever stop bringing up the fact that he was the tailgate czar? No, I will never stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
My question for you, J-Train, do you have any suggestions or techniques on how to help me get my asshole cleaner than they have out in San Francisco? Oh, this guy's taking jabs everywhere.
Yeah.
I've heard about the infamous knuckle dig.
What?
That's gross. Really? But that sounds terrifying. Might leave me emotionally scarred. Thanks for helping out and continuously sacrificing your own dignity for the common good. Get some tits, and I'll send you my infinity shit Snapchats at GoGoSwagPrince69. His Snapchat name says it all.
Right.
Nothing else. What do you think? How does he help? I don't even know how to help with that.
I've been in this situation where you're wiping and it just won't go away.
Totally. I know exactly what he's talking about.
And you just kind of, you're like, I got to get back to work and just suck it up and go back. And then every now and then you get the blood. You know, you see a little pink on the paper. Oh, that's a bummer.
This is like, it is the worst. There's nothing better than the one and done.
Oh, I love a one and done.
Just like, you know, you have the confidence of just knowing like everything's clean out there.
Right.
You pinched it off perfectly.
Yeah, that soft serve tap is clean.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You got a good wipe. I love that. I also had a problem where I was going in the shower and just going too hard with the soap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was like, I want it super clean back there. So I was just wiping and wiping. And then it kind of feels good. You're
That's
well, a
nice
feeling.
Actually, my girlfriend has this shampoo that's like has mint in it.
Oh,
it doesn't
boy.
Tell you how much mint is in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's literally like putting Vicks VapoRub in your asshole and in your like. So like you walk out of there and it's like you're walking through like an ice cold chamber. You know, like everything's just freezing.
It's like your asshole did a Coke freeze.
Yes.
I love that feeling. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to help this guy. I think the way to go, I mean,
this is a diet thing.
This is a diet thing. This goes way back to the lunch table.
Yes.
What are you eating? What are you putting in you? You got to start. Here's what the best thing you can do for your shits. And if you can get through it, here's the thing. There's like a calendar to your shits at work, especially like when you come back from a weekend. That Monday is going to be brutal. Like that's after the drinking and everything.
Right,
and then you get your body back a little bit. And then like by Thursday, you're like, oh, my God, why aren't I shitting like this all the time?
Right.
So you have to figure out how can I make it so Thursday shits happen all the time. I think oatmeal.
Oatmeal's key every day.
Oatmeal every day.
Yeah, starts you off right.
First of all, oatmeal is like one of the most healthy things. You're eating like a horse. Look at a horse's muscles. So you're gonna be in better shape without even trying, just by adding in this one meal.
Yeah.
But also, it helps your dumps. Like you'll get oatmeal dumps by like the fourth day in a row of eating oatmeal. It's like you're regular.
Yes.
That's the way to go.
Boy, I can't wait to shit now. I'm getting all excited about shitting.
I think this is but also, and it also might have to do with the amount of toilet paper he's taking. You ever get in that position? Like, how do you do it? You roll it around like a finger?
I go like three fingers.
You do the three finger. You have a move?
I do a move. Maybe four even. I just go right around the finger, leave the thumb hanging out in the wind, and I go like
twice. So you leave nothing to chance?
No. I've had shit on my hands one too many times.
Sometimes I'll take like a lot at once, and I'll just pillow it.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes your finger finds its way through the pillow. This is getting gross.
I've had that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Then you're like, wow, I'll actually wash my hands this time.
Yeah.
Instead of faking it.
What is more sad than the fake hand wash?
I know, because you could wash them in the amount of time it takes.
Exactly. That's what I never understand.
It's a pride thing. It's like putting on your seatbelt. You know, you're like, I don't need to put it on.
How do you deal with shitting in front of a girl you're hooking up with? Like that Friday night where you got with the podcast listener, was there a point where you used the bathroom?
Wow, that was a one night stand in her hotel
room. You could
push it
off.
So I held it in. You
Is
know?
There any time that you've ever been with a girl and you've been like, I gotta make it happen right now?
Yeah, one time on spring break, I was hooking up with a girl in her hotel room, and I had one of those moments where like everything just hit me, and I was like, if I don't shit right now, I have to call the police. It was one of those moments.
Yeah.
And I just went in the bathroom and I shit so much that it stopped up the toilet.
No.
I did a courtesy flush and it stopped it up. I had to call the guy because it was, you know, the water was rising.
Yeah.
Scariest moment in a man's life. So I had to call the guy downstairs, bring up a plunger. The whole thing was ruined.
Really?
Yeah.
What did the girl say? Was she like, what's wrong with you, you animal?
She
as
was
she's
cool
going to shit
with
later.
It, but it was
ruins
gross.
The whole mood.
The whole passion was gone. Luckily, she was hammered, so she was like watching TV, like zoning in and out.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're like, hold off, vagina, let me call a guy to help me with this poo amount.
I think also, like, that moment where you flush a toilet and it's not happening is like, no, please not now.
It's
Why
the worst.
Me?
Yeah.
My move for when you shit when you're hooking up with girls is, here's a move, and people don't think of this. It's all about, you want the poop. The way to make your poop not smell in the bathroom, to make this bathroom not smell as little as possible, is one, matches.
Yes.
The match is a good one, and if they ask questions, you just ignore it, change the subject. But here's the, if you don't want to go matches, here's what you do. It's all about how long the poop is outside in the human space. Like, not in the, so you have to get the poop from your butt to the drain as quick as possible. So you have to basically swish it.
Uh-huh.
So what you do is, while you're shitting, you have to aim your butt to where the hole is as close as you can.
Wow.
And then as you're shitting, you squeeze it out and flush at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So then it literally sucks it right in.
Right. It's like an airplane.
Exactly. So what it does is, it doesn't leave it in the water for any amount of time.
Right.
It doesn't, you know, sit on the edge of the, you know, the bowl. You have to time it right. It's all about that timing.
Yeah.
Flush, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then that's the way you do it.
That's interesting. That makes sense.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Come here for all your shit info. You can get it all here. We're here with Mark Norman, @MarkNorman with a D.
Yes.
On Twitter, Tuesdays with Stories, every Tuesday, just like this podcast, or every Tuesday morning. Let's look at this. He says, I did what you told me not to do. Okay, this is a good email. What's up, Jay Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Fuck you if you don't like the nickname. It's a great movie.
Okay. It is a great movie, but not a great nickname.
No. I dig your columns you write on the website, and a recent one hit a little close to home, and now I need some advice. Ready?
Please.
I was going out on dates with this girl, an 878. So
oh, right.
You're familiar with the rating policy.
Forgot.
Face, body, personality. So
okay.
Hold on. If you...
Now, I love that.
How about the girl from the, what would you give the ranking?
Oh, wow.
The girl from the podcast listener.
Face, body, personnel?
Yeah.
I'd say 7, 7, 8.
Really?
Yeah.
So she was cool.
Cool. Cool as a cucumber. We met up at like 1:30 because I had so many shows, and she was still awesome.
She knew what she was doing.
Oh, of course.
That's great. Started to see each other regularly. I started to wonder, where is this going? Then your column on What Are We popped up, and I thought you had some good points and decided to just relax and just let things happen. Crisis averse. That's the toughest conversation, the What Are We conversation. It's really like, that's the beginning of when you're going to break. The column was called The What Are We Conversation is the Beginning of Your Breakup.
Uh-huh.
Because what you're doing is taking all the romance out of this relationship.
Right.
You're not letting things happen. You're not getting to know each other in a natural way. You want now to have this spelled out map, which is the least sexy thing.
Sure.
You know, it's
sure.
like, I think I said this in a column. It's like kind of like asking a girl in bed, like, does this feel okay? Am I doing it right? No girl wants that during sex. That is not a sexy thing. In the same way, no guy wants to hear from a girl, are we going in the right direction? Is this going to happen? Are you with other... You know when you're with somebody.
You can feel it. This is where the gays shine. I don't feel like gay couples are doing this.
Yeah.
They're like, what are we? Come on. It's two dudes.
Yeah. You know what we are. Where else could I be?
Yeah, right.
You know, we spend 30 hours, 15 hours a day together, and then I got to sleep for eight. Where else could I be?
You know where you are? On the other side of that glory hole. Start sucking.
So then your column popped up, just relax, crisis averted. But then we got really hammered one night and said, fuck it, we're doing it live. And I did what you told me not to do. We had the what are we talk. Fuck me, right?
Woo.
I don't remember it all, but I'm pretty sure we ended up being on the same page and like hanging with each other and agreed to take things slow. We're both coming out of a long relationship. I want to see her again, but want your opinion on how I should play this going forward. Is it salvageable or am I fucked three ways towards the weekend? What do you think?
So
I think he's worried that now that he's had this talk, also, he's worried that is it going to get bad from here?
Right.
Which, I mean, the column was written from the point of view of like, I don't think this happens on, there's nothing that's 100%. You know, it's like when someone's like, this race isn't like that. You're like, but in the most case, what happens with that race. It's kind of the same thing with this conversation. Yes, you brought it up. I would hope. If you don't feel comfortable at that after that conversation, which obviously he doesn't because he's emailing
in.
It obviously didn't go the way he wanted it.
Yeah, because we need to hear some of the convo, too. Helps it. That helps us dissect it.
But don't you think if he's asking, there was an issue? Like, if he's saying, also, I don't like that he wrote in parentheses, we're both coming out of a long relationship. That sounds like something that was pushed upon him. If he's bringing up the listen, if you're bringing up the what are we conversation, you like that person more.
Yes, I agree.
You're the one that's wanting this to happen.
He brought it up or she brought it up?
He brought it up.
Oh, this is already weird.
Yeah. He got really hammered at it and said, fuck it. And I did what you told me not to do. We had the what are we conversation. So I'm assuming he brought it up, which means he's more into this than she is.
Yeah.
He wants answers. When you bring it up first.
Yeah, that's bad.
You're the one that needs answers.
Yes.
That other person doesn't need them at all.
This guy sounds a little insecure. No offense.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm just saying.
We all are.
Yeah, I'm insecure too. He sounds a little needy, though, and which chicks tend to not dig.
Yes.
So that could be a problem.
Have you ever had the what are we conversation?
I've had it from a girl asking me.
Yes, I have too.
I've never said it myself.
No. What do you? I mean, when you hear it from a girl, you're like, oh.
Oh, fuck.
Here we go.
Fun's over.
Yeah, well, that is a lot of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like one of those things where it's like you hear that and you just know that this person isn't like the sexy thing that you thought it was. Like, you want, especially in the beginning of things, like, you have to have what are we conversations a year. I'm not saying that conversation doesn't come up a year in, but a year in, your conversations are, more like, oh, okay, are we on the course of marriage? Are we on the course of, are we talking, are we going to meet your parents? Or are we going to go away? All these more serious things that are okay to bring up because you know that that person cares about you without any other thoughts in their mind.
Well, it's kind of like the when you're eating a cheeseburger, you don't want the calories put in your face.
Yeah.
Just let me enjoy it. We're here. I'm eating the burger. We're all having a good time.
I totally agree. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Mark Norman @MarkNorman on Twitter with a D. Let's write the TFM podcast.
Wait. Mark Norm on Twitter.
Oh, at Mark Norm. Norm.
Sorry. The D, that's just how you spell my name, but it's at Mark Norm.
This is a huge mistake.
Sorry.
Start it over.
No. they'll pick it. You're going to say it 12 more times.
Let's do, I had a good one. Let's do this one.
Did you take radio or something? You sound like a radio guy.
I listen to a lot of radio growing up.
You picked up all the beats.
I know. I love a good reset.
Yeah, the call letters coming out,
call letters,
the promotions.
I just think, the thing is, I listen to a podcast. You and I have talked about podcasts we like to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot of them. I like when they move.
Oh, you got to move.
There's enough podcasts out there that are like, hey, what are we doing?
Oh, my God.
You're like, come on.
Tell me about it.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Butt stuff prep. How do you feel about butt stuff?
I'm all for it. I can't. This is going to sound weird, but I was hooking up with I did J Swipe for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in
and
love
you're
with,
not Jewish.
No, I'm not. But I put willing to convert.
And how did that go?
I think the ladies like. I was the novelty for once. I was the outsider.
You're the bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
I was the minority to them.
Yeah.
So I picked up this girl in Atlanta. I hope she never hears this. And we had this wild night. And I
Jewish?
Was, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Blonde Jew, which is fun.
And we white hooked tiger. Up.
Yeah. She came back to my hotel in Atlanta. I had a nice hotel. We had a couple drinks out of the mini bar. It's funny. You won't touch that mini bar unless there's a lady present. It's got to be.
Now all of a sudden you're James Bond.
Exactly.
Mixing martinis. Oh, who cares about $20? Right, $20 nips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And those things, you take it off the rack and it charges you.
Right away.
It's like Indiana Jones. Yeah. You're putting like other things that weigh things.
The
you know,
rock.
Yeah, the rock. I got a bag of sand.
Sack of pebbles.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm like fucking, James Bond in there. I'm shaking drinks and mixing up. We're talking. We end up hooking up. We fuck like on the couch. We fuck on the bed. And at one point, she's blowing me. I'm laying on the bed. She's blowing me. And she just starts.
Oh, that dirty Jew.
She goes down the balls, down the taint, and just starts licking my ass.
Love it.
And I had never had that.
And what was your noise like?
I almost felt so guilty that I couldn't enjoy it.
Oh, really?
I don't know where I've been. I haven't showered for 10 hours.
Oh, she feels the same way about bacon.
But yeah, so like, it wasn't for me. I don't have the self-esteem. Like, I can barely eat ice cream because I'm like, who am I to have ice cream?
Yeah.
So the girl's going down on my asshole. I'm like, who am I to get my asshole eaten?
Now, did she take your legs and like put them behind your ears? That's a weird position.
No, she had her face
mashed
in the
mattress. So she was way down there.
Yeah, she was down there. And I guess my ass gives me a little prop up, maybe, and she was just licking away.
That's such a funny position, though, to be in as a guy, and you're just like, how did my ankles get here?
Right,
you
know?
And you're like, I shouldn't like this much.
She didn't put the ankles up. That would be too emasculating.
Too much.
But the weird thing is you look
really
down.
You trust a person.
You know, when you're getting a BJ, you look down, you're like, wow, that looks awesome. But when you're getting your asshole eaten down, you look down, you're like, where's her head?
Where'd she go?
Yeah.
Where'd you go? Like David Blaine.
Right. It's just shoulders.
Yeah. That's, I enjoy The giving.
I'm with you.
I love it. I love it because like the noises are different.
Mm.
Like you, when you do that, like that's why I asked you about the noise you made. Like the noise someone makes when they're getting a blowjob or you're going down on a girl. Like it's just like a sweet noise, you know. And then the asshole lick gets a different like a.
You know?
It's like ultimate pleasure.
Yes,
you know, you think this is good, but now you're like,
It's when you give a hobo a Snickers. You know?
Yes.
Right.
From now on, everyone should refer to ass licking noise as hobo Snickers noise. She screamed like a hobo with a Snickers.
Great. Right.
Saying like that's like I just think it's like. You know, listen, penis, vagina, sex, that's your bread and butter, nice, fun sex.
Yes.
But then you get into this other stuff and you're like, oh, this is something different.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Oh, we put, you know, banana on this? On this peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know? Like, what do you do here? Grilled the peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah, you eat a girl's... You feel like the first guy to invent Hawaiian-style pizza.
Yeah, you've really done it all. This is a lady that wrote in. First off, let me start off by saying I love you and your podcast, and I would gladly suck your dick anytime.
Wow! Whoa! That's a lady?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm taken. I can't, but I appreciate it.
Send it my way.
Mark Norm on Twitter.
Yes.
At Mark Norm on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll come to your hotel.
He'll come to your hotel, and he's on J-Day. You're willing to convert, so listen.
Yes.
Now to the real matter at hand. I have a guy that I've been consistently hooking up with for about 3 months now. That sounds about anus territory.
Mm-hmm.
It's there's a lot of duty to potty talk on this
right,
one.
Right, right.
I am totally attracted to him in every way and would definitely date him if the timing in our lives were right. That means he won't date her. but we've accepted the fact that we currently have different paths that we need to take for our careers, so we're just, and she puts in quotes, living in the moment.
Ooh.
Every guy just got hard. Like, every guy knows that, like, he's convinced you on this snake oil
right.
called living in the moment. And she is, well, listen, keep going with it.
Yeah.
If that's what you believe. About a week ago, he asked me how I felt about butt stuff. Here's the thing. Ladies out there, I'm going to give you some advice. If a guy ever says to you, like, that conversation is never really going the way you want it when you're like, what do you think about us? And he's like, you know, we're just living the moment. You got your career. I got my career, you know. And now what about butt stuff?
Right, right.
You know, I don't think this guy.
Yeah, that's the guy's version of where are we?
Yeah, exactly. Right. How about that butt of yours?
Yeah, but I will say this. Just because a guy asks you that doesn't mean he's technically into butt stuff. Because I'm not an anal guy.
Yeah.
I don't like anal.
I don't either.
Okay.
Well, this goes back to the noise.
Yes.
Sound like you're hurting this woman.
Exactly. And it doesn't feel great for the guy.
Yeah.
You got to get lube out and shit.
You feel like less of a man because you go quicker.
Right.
You know,
like
everyone's like, no, I got to get that tight butthole. It's like, yeah, you don't want that.
I don't want that.
No, I agree with that. I think we might have talked about this before. I don't know why I remember having this conversation with you.
Maybe, but I feel like the vagina, it's like a water slide. It's wet and fun, but the anal is just like a dirt road. You know, you can't get any slide on it.
I totally agree. And then you hear like that, like,
yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, which way is it going?
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, so. I have heard pros and cons about the subject, but I am more sketched out than on board with it. Needless to say, I'm quite nervous. I've seen it in porn, and it looks, and she puts in capital letters, amazing.
Oh, wow.
But as a daughter of a nurse, I've always been told, your asshole is an exit, not an entrance.
Mm-hmm.
When did her mom give that advice?
I was just going to say, why does that keep coming up?
Yeah, how does that come up? What family dinner was that? Listen, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Sit around the tree. Let me tell you a little story about anals.
I'll tell you about the birds, the bees, and the shitter.
And the shitter. So my questions are, what are your thoughts on butt stuff? I think we've just said that. So what can me and my man friend do to make the first time as pleasant as possible so that all my anxiety is suppressed? Love, your most devoted female listener. Please don't use my name. P.S., love the show. Okay, there we go. What do you think?
First of all, this girl is super awesome.
Awesome. Yes.
What a gal.
I like that she's open to the conversation.
Yes.
I think with anything sexual, the most important thing is to look the person in the face and be like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Like right. Just be comfortable, be cool. Never look at someone and be like, you want to do what?
Yes, exactly.
Don't follow up, what do you think of butt stuff with, what do I think of butt stuff?
Right, right.
Like, you want, I got a lot of thoughts about butt stuff. What do you think about, you know, like.
Yeah, and I love that she's nervous. That's totally fine.
Totally cool.
And she researched it. She's watching the porn, and she's like, it looks cool.
She's talking to her mom about it for some weird reason.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's awesome. I think it's cool. And if you try it, and if you don't like it, tell them. There's no one attacking anyone here. Like, just be real about it.
You got to start slow.
Oh, definitely.
I think you got to start slow. I think you got to start with, a crescent moon of a nail.
Okay.
Okay. So like my nails are a little long right now.
That was oddly poetic for butt stuff. The crescent moon of a nail.
It sounded like a witch's brew.
Yeah.
Here's how you get anal. Okay. You got to tell the guy that you're down for the time. Let him be comfortable knowing that you are comfortable.
Yes.
But also let him know that you're afraid of it. And you're not really. You know, it's not like you take huge dumps every day. Mm-hmm. Like you need a little caressing because this ain't gonna happen right away. There's a reason it's an out hole and not an in hole
right
away. So I think the way you do it is you have him play with it during going down on you.
Oh, that's good.
So have him go down on you and then say while you're down there, don't be afraid to take a trip.
Sure.
So let him use his tongue. Let him, you know, like let him use his finger a little bit. Then you're feeling it out. Now you're seeing what's going on down there. And it's pretty hot because, you know, he's taking a trip down, you know, a muddy road.
Yeah. I keep wanting to say memory lane, but that's a bad sign. if that's memory lane.
I'm just saying, like, you know, let him do it when he's going down on you because then, you know, now we're getting to see if that's even something that feels good. Because you know, there's some girls that are super into it. So there's some that are not. Then let them go past that crescent to maybe that first nuck.
Yeah.
You know, you want him that deep while he's going down on you because then, you know, you're getting the feeling of what it would be like to be, you know, with an Asian man, you know. So at least you got that going for you.
Right, right.
You know, you can say you've done that.
Yes.
You know? So I don't know. What do you think else?
I think you're right. And just keep it slow.
Slow.
Keep it slow and keep it easy.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Right. It's like trying to pet a cat. You got to let it come to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to let it sniff you out.
Anal is like petting a cat.
Yeah.
Let it come to you. And then that could be the name of this episode.
Eventually, the butt will back up into the finger and
yes.
it enjoys it.
Well, that was another thing. You also, from a guy's perspective, if you go for this, you want a girl that doesn't necessarily lean into it at first. You want her to like, you know when you sit on a cold bench in the shower and you kind of do a little shiver?
Mm-hmm.
You want her to react to your finger near her anus that way. It's like, you know when you sit on a cold bench and then you do the shiver and then you sit back down.
Slowly.
You want that same reaction towards anal stuff.
Right.
You don't want her running across the room because then, you know, she's not up for anything.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want her just sitting right on it because you're like, okay, I'm not the first that's been down this Hershey Highway.
Right.
You know, you want to, so you, as a guy, if you're a lady listening and you want this from a guy, you have to show a little bit of inhibition, but not, you know, too much.
Right.
You know, you have to have that, walk that line to make everyone feel comfortable.
I think you're right.
Girl leaves number, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Mark Norman, @MarkNorm on Twitter. Tuesdays with Stories every Tuesday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Let's go to this one. Two guys, one girl.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been in that situation?
I have.
How was that?
Twice with the same guy.
That's one sexual experience. I think that adds up.
Right. you know, I was in college. I was at LSU. We'd get blackout drunk. And we were just such good friends that, like, he would fuck around. Like, if I'd be fucking a girl, he'd walk in and be like, shh, and, like, just put his dick in her mouth. And, that was, you know, so we weren't, like, rotisserieing. We weren't, like, into it. Like, I wasn't in the
How
back
door.
How
close were you with that
door.
Guy?
We were tight. We were buds.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it was like old friend. We'd wrestle. He'd seen me naked. I'd seen him naked.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of ball checking. Very, very homoerotic, I guess.
It's a fun thing to look across. I got to imagine. I've never done that. But I got to imagine it's a fun thing to look across the room like, hey, toss me a beer. And then before he tosses it, he just gives you a knowing look.
Yeah.
Like, we did it, man.
Right.
You know, it was like the end of a movie.
Yeah.
You know, where you guys just beat the Russians.
Right. It was a lot of that.
And
yeah.
He's just like, I got you.
Yes. Well, you know, with like a good friend, if you're eating a Sunday and you're like, all right, get a couple bites, you weirdo.
Yeah.
It was like that. I hate to objectify women, but they were all into it. But it was like that with girls, too. Like, you got a girl? Oh, you lucky bastard. All right, get in here.
Try some of this.
Yeah, which
it's
sounds
good.
Terrible. I know.
No,
but
I think it's like I've never heard a girl look at another girl and be like, maybe they've done it. Yeah, I guess they have. I don't know. I've never been like amongst a group of friends and had one girl look at one of the other girls and go, yeah, she's got a great vagina.
Yeah, that's pretty rare.
Like I've been with my buddies and been like, great dick on this guy.
Exactly.
Definitely done that.
That was the only hard part was my friend was huge.
Huge.
Huge endowed.
What were you bringing to the table?
I'm a middle of the road here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a C+.
I reference mine. The listeners know this. I'm a strong medium.
Strong medium.
Yeah.
I like that. Like radio.
Yeah.
They're strong medium. I'm textbook dick.
Yeah.
I'm not wide. I'm not thin. I'm not long. I'm not short.
No, but would you feel like you needed to do more?
Oh, yeah.
Were you like, was he the main guy and you were like running around like taking care of like when they wash a car, there's someone that's doing the body and you're doing all the detailing.
Right. Yeah, I was detail guy.
Yeah, you were a detail guy. You're like licking on her toe.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're on her finger.
Yeah, and plus it was college, so like just the fact that I'm with a woman naked
was
crazy. So like if I put it in once, I was happy.
Totally.
But he was like a fuck guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So he was like, I got to get her off. I got to get me off. I want to come in this and
he took care of the hardware. Sup, butt munch. How's your pineapple sex party with your boyfriend lately?
Hmm.
Okay. good one. See how tough comedy is? Okay, me and my bud of 2 years both know a babe who is a 989.
Wow.
And he is totally interested in her and wants a relationship with her. Lately, this girl and I have been, he puts in quotes, hanging out and going back and forth to her in my place watching parts of movies. And then he does two winky faces. Okay, this guy's gotta be gay.
yeah.
If you know what I mean. She is now very interested in me, and I'm interested in her a bit. I like how he softened that or a bit.
Yeah, I'm
too tough. Ahead of ourselves. And not just because of what we do, but she's a great young lady who I've become to love and respect. How do you like her a bit?
Right. This sounds like a girl pretending to be a guy. Like, oh shit, I put winkies in. Busted.
I like her a bit.
Yeah, right.
But I love her. Like, I don't know how you go from, but she's a great young lady. I have love and respect. So I have two questions for you. Should I go and hang out with her still? And if I should, then how do I tell my buddy about her and I without making it awkward between us? Shout out the Woods, Texas. Thanks for the advice. What do you think?
I don't know. What's the question? I'm sorry.
He's got this girl that has been hanging out with and his buddy likes her.
Oh.
We thought it was threesome right away. Sounds like it's a little more innocent than that.
His buddy's into his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
His buddy's into this girl who he is now hooking up with. He obviously likes her, so he's going to have to break it to him in some way or another. You got to come out with that shit.
Yeah, that's going to get ugly.
Have you ever gotten that situation?
Yeah, but it never got that far. Like, my friend would be like, I like this girl. I'm like, oh, she blew me once. And he was like, really? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, it's kind of like the ice cream thing you were just talking about. Like, if you're just straight up with it, like, try this ice cream.
Right.
A guy is usually like, yeah, okay, I'll try the ice cream. If you're like, I ate all the ice cream. Sorry, man. They're going to be like, okay, good job, man. I'll just go to the store and pick up more ice cream.
Exactly.
I think you got to be straight up with people on that shit. The more you sidestep those matters, the more it looks like it's more of a... Here's how being embarrassed works, okay? You're never embarrassed when it's done like, hey, man, here's the deal. I'm just letting you know.
Yes.
It's never embarrassing because you never feel like there's people talking about you behind your back.
Exactly.
Even if they're not, when someone comes up to you and is like, listen, it's been like 3 months. It's not that he thinks you've betrayed him, but everyone who may have found out may have betrayed him.
It's the same. That's the macro. The micro is a booger. Somebody goes, hey, buddy, you got a booger. You go, all right, I'm clean.
Yes.
But if they don't tell you all day.
You've had a booger all day.
You start backtracking.
Yes.
I had a job interview. I had a date. Oh, fuck. Who saw this booger?
The moral of the story is women are just like boogers.
There you go.
you got to pick them all.
Yeah, flick them against the wall.
Girl leaves number. How? I mean, the way the girl reached out to you from the podcast, like, you know, that is like. You know, that's one of you brought it up in such a positive way because that doesn't happen a lot.
No.
You know, people think, oh, you guys must hook up with all. No, this isn't how it goes.
There's
like,
still work.
There's still work to be done. So it's like when it falls in your lap, you know, it's easy and you're like, well, every situation should be like this.
Right.
But they're not. That's not what happens. So this guy has a girl that left him a number. Let's get an email. tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're waiting for this fucking thing to open. We've had some internet issues today.
Uh-huh.
And I am just trying to ride through it. Okay. Girl leaves under. What's up, Jay? Ran a train on your mom? I think we've done that one before. I have a strange situation. I've asked my friends and we're clueless, so they suggested asking you for some advice.
Mm-hmm.
I went home for Memorial Day weekend, but my roommates had a small party. A girl shows up and asks my roommates if I lived there. They said yes, but explained I wasn't here. She asked which room in the house was mine, so they showed her, and she left a note left me a note with her name and number saying, text me.
Mm.
I get home, find the note, text the next day while I'm at work. She replies with, oh my God, I was so drunk, I'm sorry.
Mm.
Should I pursue this any further? This girl's a 9-7 ? He's not sure of the personality. I don't know her personality because I have no idea who this girl is, but she can undoubtedly get the dick.
You don't say.
Oh, really?
Right.
Lucky her. This was really a sweet question, and that really popped out of nowhere, but she could undoubtedly get the dick.
Yeah.
I sounded like Casey Kasem for a hot second.
You did, except for the dick part.
But today on Love Connections,
right.
We've seen each other at parties before and given each other the I want to fuck you looks, obviously. But that is the extent of our, in quotes, relationship. I want to be able to pull this one off, but don't know how to work around the I was so drunk when I left my number for you. Any help would be appreciated. Your podcast always has me cracking up at work and makes the hours I have to spend with these GDI pussy interns a little bit more bearable. Keep up the good work, and please answer this, she is hot.
Wow.
Well, if she's hot, I have to answer this.
Sure.
What do you think? How does he, what does he respond to her with?
Let me see if I got it right. He's, this girl and him like each other, but he's never made a move.
He has, he's seen her at parties.
Yes.
He was away one weekend. She left a note in his room saying, here's my number, text me.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing about like drunken stuff. It's not, people act when they're drunk the way they would act in their wildest fantasies.
Right.
So she has obviously like, thinks you're attractive.
Yes.
She was like, you know what? I can lean on drunk. People lean on drunk. That's what they do.
They
say,
do.
Ah, I was drunk, so I'll have an out if he says no.
That's why I'll never quit drinking. I need that excuse.
You need it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think if she, she's saying, oh, I was so drunk because she's just letting you, she's giving herself the out.
Yeah, but she still left the note. I think he's in.
That's what I'm saying.
He should have already called her by now.
That's the thing. She's saying, I just need to let him know that even if he still, if he feels obligated. A lot of girls will do like, do you, they'll ask you like 700 times if you want to do something when it's like, because they'll make, they'll think that you feel obligated.
Yeah.
She thinks you got the, here's where she's coming from. You got the number. You looked at that and you were like, eh.
Right.
I guess I got a number here.
So then she threw the drunk out there.
And then you just had to plow through that. You have to like,
yes.
Yeah, you have to go through all that shit. You got to be confident and sure. Hey, I got this number.
Yeah.
I want to go meet you out.
That's a message for the guys out there. If a girl gives you an inkling, that's a mile.
Yes.
Because they don't like to give a lot. They expect you to do it. This guy's being a pussy. That's
yes,
what this is.
Totally agree.
The fact you're calling in or writing to a radio show instead of calling her, go over there.
It's been a month since Memorial Day. She's probably on another dick.
Yeah.
I don't know. The other thing is you want to like jump on it while the going's hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the more decisive you are, the more hot you're going to look to her.
Yes.
This is one of those things where it's like, you know, she... We have another question next that is going to touch on this a little bit, but like the drunken thing is just her way of saying, if you don't want in, that we'll let this go right away.
This girl's awesome. She's setting it up perfectly.
I like what she did. And also, what she did give you the go-ahead for is a late-night text.
Ah.
The thing is, when she wrote, text me, you weren't, it's not like you were set up by friends or like, you know, that there needs to be any sort of courting here.
Mm-hmm.
She's not expecting that. She's expecting just the text me. That could come at any time.
Right, right.
You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, so I think you can put less stress on this. Hey,
yes.
I'm going to be at the bars tonight. Got your message. Would love to hang out.
Exactly. She's putting him in a great position.
Totally. And also, when you text this, would love to hang out, that shows how much you want to do it. Not let's hang.
Yeah.
Let's hang is not good enough.
And to write it, to get the paper out, to write it down, to hide it in the room, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, I think you got to make a move on that. TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We'll do, one more, two more? We'll see how long, one more, and then we'll move on to some news.
Flying by.
Yeah, dude. Drunken mistake. I wanted to do this now that we've done this.
Mm-hmm.
Sup, Jay Fapper? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Masturbate like fapping. It's
what's fapping?
It's a sound.
It's masturbating.
It makes.
Yeah, it's a
sound. Oh, that's disgusting.
That's why when the nudes of those celebrities came out, they called
the
it the fappening.
I didn't even realize I knew about the fapping. I've been calling it to like my mom and dad. You know the fappening? Just going out to them. I don't know. That's so internet.
Yes, very internet.
Just like there's just no inhibitions on there. Been listening for a while now, and I could use some help. I have this dilemma. In high school, I was a grade-A fuck. I dated the same girl for a while. When we broke up, every girl in school hated me because my ex was the star volleyball player. Plus, I was a chubby piece of shit with a bad haircut. Lighten up on yourself, man.
Right, right. This guy's the opposite of the last guy.
Yeah, always fast forward. Anyways, fast forward a year, and my life is fucking awesome.
Hey.
Oh, maybe he's that guy now.
Oh, shit.
In the top fraternity at my school, got in the shape at the gym, and do slightly above average at the intramural sports. Basically, I'm a big fucking deal.
Ah, fuck. I loved him before.
Anyways, I'm now with a 999.
Damn.
I have a feeling she's not a 999, and he is not also. And that's being conservative.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Life is perfect, right? Well, one
what
night.
The fuck? Who's
night
Teddy Roosevelt?
She got drunk as fuck and sent some nudes to a guy.
Oh, 991.
What the fuck do I do? I legitimately in love with this girl. This kid is all over the map.
Yeah.
He went from I'm a fat piece of shit to I'm living the perfect life to now he's in love with the girl that's been sending nudes to other guys. Our three-month relationship has been everything I've wanted and more, minus this incident.
This guy came crumbling down in a matter of sentences.
She has apologized profusely, and I can tell she's genuinely feels god-awful about it, and I really don't think it will happen again. Did I mention she's fucking gorgeous and gives head like a goddess?
Mmm.
Well, now I'm hard. Anyways, my mind tells me to run the fuck away, but my dick pulls me towards her. Like a wet hallway is some kind, like her wet hallway is some kind of magnet. Oh, that was gross. Mm-hmm. Love the podcast. Keep putting out that content. It gets me through my shitty internship. Eat a bag of dicks, a beta. What do you think? So he's been with this girl. This kid is hilarious to me. The back and forth on that email.
Yeah.
I have a headache.
Right. This kid's bipolar. Doesn't even know it. Yeah. I think the whole thing is, she's super hot, obviously, as you say, 9'9". She's probably a little nutty.
Yeah.
Most hot chicks are. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just going with the track record, ladies. But I think it's one of those things where fuck her when you can, get in there, and I'm sorry, but she sounds like she's going to run around regardless.
Yeah, I'm on your side on that. I think, like, there's nothing, you know.
You got lucky you had this much.
Yeah, take your money. It's like you're at the casino table.
Right.
You know, here's the thing with when you're at the casino table, you play the way I play blackjack, and I don't know about you. You like to gamble?
Yeah.
So when you play blackjack, I like to, you know, I like to do, you get runs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you put, you know, what I'll do is like if I have like a, let's say it's a $25 chip out,
mm-hmm.
I'll put a chip out and then I, you know, win the next hand, put a five on there.
Yeah.
Put a five on, and then win the next hand, put another five. And now you got this big, tall mountain that's looking at you. And you're saying, and then you get that double down. The double down hits. You're not going to leave
right
after that double down hits. We're all human, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that next hand after you double up after the double down, that's not winnings.
Yeah.
You're just letting it ride at this
exactly.
point. And listen, when you lose that hand, you don't put out the same amount the
right.
next time.
Right, exactly.
You don't try and lose again.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is let's say I win five hands in a row. Now I'm up to like $100 at the bet.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say I get the double down. I hit that double down. Now it's 200. That's become 400. Now I've upped it to 150 because I'm really riding high.
Yeah.
Then I lose that hand. I go back down to 25 and I say one more hand. I'm out.
Yes. That's
you know?
What he's got to do.
That's what he's got to do. So that long winded explanation should say to you, kind listener, nudes once, shame on her. Shame on you. Her.
That's losing a big hand.
Yeah, you've lost a huge hand. Now what you do is you say, hey, I'm going to back away a little bit. I'm really hurt by this. You hook up one more time, and then you're out.
But didn't he say he was in love or falling in love or something?
Yeah, but obviously this isn't. You know, here's your parents didn't get together after she sent some Polaroids to some other guys.
I know,
like I don't know if this is how, you know, it happened on the Titanic for, you know, Jack and
yeah, but you
that
can't
old
help
fuck.
You can't help who you like, Jer.
I know. I think you gotta move on. I think this is gonna happen again.
Oh, it's definitely gonna happen again.
You know, like
she's too hot to sit down with a above average sports star. Come on. Right now she's fucking some, you know, all-star.
I just think you have one chance at one last go-around. And, like, listen, you're going to get blowjobs from other girls, and it's going to feel like another goddess, even though it'll be probably some dude or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that'll be fine. I just think, like, you know, she sent those nudes because she is not getting something from you that she wants from someone else.
Uh-huh.
There's the excitement in this thing is gone for her. You're in college. Move it along.
Yeah.
Learn from the. And you made no mistakes. That's the thing you got to remember. Like, listen, maybe you were batting out of your ballpark, but there'll be another girl that you'll be batting out of another ballpark too
right.
for. And you know what's great about the girl that you should be hooking up with is that she feels lucky to be there just like you feel lucky to be there.
Ooh.
So, like, this hot chick doesn't really feel lucky to be there.
Exactly.
That's why she's sending out nudes to other places.
Yeah.
You get with someone that's maybe in your own league, and now you guys are sexually more comfortable with each other. It's things are happening better. It's a more fun relationship. Maybe she's licking your anus like that other girl.
That's the thing to think is, hey, guys, stop complimenting yourself and compliment her, and maybe she won't look for compliments from some other guy.
There you go. I mean, that's another thing.
Yeah, yeah, you got to keep them feeling sexy.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Mark, thank you for coming on, man.
Oh, wow.
This is a lot of fun. We're going to do some news. All right. You stick around for some news?
Sure, sure.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Mark Norman. Go check him out, @MarkNorm on Twitter. He also has a podcast, Tuesdays with Stories, done here at Stand Up New York Labs. Before we go to the news, let me give you a couple things that you guys can help us out with. We had a shout-out when the internet was broken. Here's a shout-out. If you are, are you on Snapchat?
Yes.
It's great, right?
I love it.
Love it, right?
I got three girls I'm juggling on there, and I try not really? To mix them up, yeah.
This guy writes in, hey, J-Train, love the advice I got last time. I've been promoting the shit out of the podcast to my friends and fraternity brothers. I have one of my friends back home saying he's going to listen, but like the letting things fall off... likely letting things fall off as usual, hasn't checked the podcast out. To motivate him, I would like to give him a Snapchat shout out. Send mostly shits, but some tits wouldn't hurt. Two, MC Chris Grissy. Oh, I think MC Chris, McChris Gristle.
There you go.
McChris Gristle. What a name. Also, shout out to my gym buddy, J-Fred94. What's yours on Snapchat?
It's just Mark Norman, one word.
Mark Norman on Snapchat. I'm also JTrain56 on all platforms. We're going to come right back with the news. I can't say life's a beach because of what you make of it. You make your own beach, so you got to leave. Hey, guys, welcome back. We're here with Mark Norman. Mark, thank you for taking those emails. That was great.
Sure, fun times.
Awesome to have you back. @MarkNorm on Twitter, Mark Norman Comedy with a D. .com. Mansamp, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having
Bringing
me.
Bringing the news.
Yep.
Chris, @Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday morning. You can check that out.
That's right.
Last week we talked, sometimes people will email in about the news section of the podcast, which I enjoy because I like this part of the podcast. I like when we, you know.
It's my favorite part.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, undo our ties a little. You know,
sure.
Get a little loose. This guy writes, Dear J Complain 56, long time loyal listener writing in for the sake of debate. I'm writing this as I'm listening to your current episode. I hear what you're saying about stealing work, plagiarism, effectively stealing money, followers, etc. from you and the following. So last time there was a company that took a tweet of mine and placed it on their Instagram without a mention of me.
Yeah.
And it just was like a promotion for their company.
Plagiarism.
It's plagiarism.
Yeah.
So he writes, don't tell me you've paid $1,800 to fill up your iPod with 2,000 songs. You've likely downloaded movies, TV shows, or comedy specials before without paying. Maybe it was a quick rom-com 10 minutes before a girl came over. Maybe it was a good album before a huge party. Maybe your friend let you borrow installation CDs for Microsoft Office in college. It's hard to believe that you, or anybody in 2015, does 100% of everything by the book, paying every single person every day that has created the media they consume. I don't create any media and have certainly done my fair share of stealing, but to legitimately think the debate is that simple is not being honest with the big picture, just some food for thought.
What? I got two arguments here, but you so keep going.
No, he writes @BJM11 on Twitter. What do you think? I appreciate the email. I do hear what he's saying.
Well, I get what he's saying too, but one, if you download a Led Zeppelin album illegally, you still know it's Led Zeppelin.
That's,
you know?
That's exactly
right. So you're
what
like,
I was,
this band's great.
Yes.
I like them. Now they could go, this comic is great. I'll check him out.
Yes.
Two, this is a company using it for money.
Yes.
You're using it at a party.
Well, yeah.
Or whatever.
And that's, well, that is, the thing is, what my issue was with the company, as
yeah.
well as there are these Instagram accounts that have become super famous.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, that are making money.
Yes.
You know, I never made money off of, yes, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I have downloaded songs
sure.
without paying for the songs. My argument was also the same, whereas if I like that song, now I'm more willing to go, I know who did it. I'm more willing to go to their concert
yeah.
or support their YouTube page or go support all the million things that I can support of them. So knowing the name is crucial to this whole argument.
Right.
The other thing, there was another
like,
point.
Like, if you play Led Zeppelin at a party, you're not making any money off that
yeah,
party.
Yeah, that's the other
They're
thing.
They're making money off this ad.
There are accounts out there that are making serious money and being able to, you know, promote other things on their account just because people follow them because they're propping themselves off the backs of writers that are sitting there starving.
Yeah.
You know, so
right,
like these.
Right.
So I hear what he's saying. No one's absolved of all this stuff, But, you know, the perspective is like, you know, the you see these accounts, just take a minute and think, none of these people are really funny.
Yeah. You know, like, right.
I mean, we, you and I met one of the people that have one of these accounts that we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Last week, I watched this guy go out and give an introduction that I've seen better toddlers give in toddlers give
yes.
better introductions. So I'm a little hesitant to believe that this guy's fantastic personality
exactly.
is the reason that you guys are enjoying his work. So
yeah, his whole business and a lot of these fucking hacks, like the fat Jewish,
oh!
you piece of shit, blow me. This guy is now the Seamless representative. He's
is
making
he
a ton
really?
Of money for that. And he got his own show on cable somewhere.
It's fucked up.
Because he only stole other people's jokes. He's a piece of shit, and all you guys love him.
And
everybody loves him. He's a hack.
That's the thing I don't believe. And I read this article, in the there was a Washington Post article about him and
yes,
the other account.
Yes, he's blowing up.
And he's blowing up and making all this money. And they have him quoting, saying, you know, I was going to do stand-up comedy, but, you know, I didn't want to wait in line. Oh, you didn't want to work hard.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah,
like,
right.
That's so frustrating
exactly.
to hear.
Exactly. And you can't hide behind a photo. If you're stand-up,
yeah.
it's just you and a microphone. You can't just be like, this is a fucking George Carlin joke.
Yeah.
But when you're on Instagram, you can hide behind the picture and go, this is my joke, even though whoever the fuck wrote it.
Yeah.
That also shows a bullshit mindset, too. I mean, of like, oh, I didn't want to wait in line. Like, it's just a choice to be a comic. Like, it's a choice to be a lawyer. It's like, no, you got to put in,
put
in work forever to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not
a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called him out. I'm with
you. Yeah, he can come after me. Come after me. He knows he's a hack. He knows he's full of shit, and he knows he's ripping people off.
And he's anti-Semitic.
Is he?
No, I don't know.
Well, he's obviously just using Jewish.
No, I mean, that's the thing. I am, as a Jew myself, my least favorite people that I see at comedy are the ones that are like, I'm just a Jewish kid doing the Jewish thing. And I'm like,
it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You don't have anything else to say?
Right,
you got
right.
nothing else? You're going to just talk about this bullshit.
I know.
Oh, it drives me crazy because then I get like, you know, you hate your own more than you hate any other group.
Oh yeah, I mean, I get mad at Whitey all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
So I, you know, there are people that are my ilk, and like they'll be like, it's just like you,
right?
Because that's just the easy thing you can
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
that bothers me a lot. Let's go to some news stories.
All right, I had a different story that we're going to start with. But we'll get back to that, but we might as well go with this because we're on the subject. Some dude is selling other people's Instagram photos for $100,000.
There you go.
This guy Richard Prince, he's an artist. He takes these oversized screenshots of people's Instagrams, and he has a gallery set up, and he sells the prints.
Yeah. Heard about
this? I know about this because it was a big story. Because I guess when you put anything on YouTube or on Facebook or Instagram, I'm not sure about YouTube, but I know that you are signed on to that is their property.
Yeah,
like you don't own your pictures that are put up online.
Oh, really?
Is kind of what is the reason he did this, right? Because it's like to show.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think part of the reason is that he's trying to make money off of this type of stuff.
Money,
I don't know if he
aside.
Has a bigger point.
I don't know if there's a bigger point, but I hate the people that are like, "Well, you put them up,
right?
What do you expect?" It's like. Yeah, I thought I thought I was just being a person.
Yeah.
I thought we were all being human. I didn't think that everyone was just going to start selling my likeness.
Right.
You know?
That's like saying you peed in a porta potty. I can take your DNA.
Yeah.
I can take your shit.
It's not yours anymore.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up. And I just don't. The internet takes so much of that civility out of us.
Yeah.
You know, there was
yes.
that Paris Hilton video that came out. Did you see that?
The plane.
Oh, my
that
God.
Was
that's
terrible.
That is mean.
Yeah.
She was in on it, supposedly.
Oh, really?
I read about that. Yeah, because I felt bad for her at first, but apparently she was in on it. So.
She can act. She can act.
Yeah, which is surprising, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say
something?
We can't hear you.
No. The thing might be loose. The wire might be loose in the back of it.
Never mind.
All right.
Everything.
Apparently
she was in
on
it. And he said that she was in on it. Well, I don't know. I just saw that at first and I was like, got her. And it's like,
right. Yeah,
but I'm afraid of flying. Like, if that ever happened to me,
right.
I'd be like, oh, I would never, I'd be pissed myself.
Yeah, well, that's that whole
now
thing.
Now I'm walking
of,
around with piss underwear.
She's a rich person, so it's okay to shit on her. You know, that's the whole world we're living in now.
I don't know. It's crazy. Let's go to the next story.
All right, so this kind of relates to what we were talking about earlier in the podcast. Man arrested for taking a violent shit in the street and accidentally splashing a 5-year-old.
Now that's comedy.
Yeah, I don't know. That parent's got to lighten up.
Okay, well, what,
is he like a drug addict that shit in the street, or did he like did he really have to go?
No, well, it took place at Glastonbury Festival. So this guy probably is drunk. He's you know, not in a good shape. He's walking across the crosswalk apparently and just dropped trow and let it go as he was crossing the street.
Good for him. I don't know. I think that's one of those things that builds character for that kid. You know, my uncle went up to one kid when he was like. I think he was like 8 years old, and my uncle just went up to him and just put his tongue in his ear, like just randomly.
Wow.
Like he was drunk and just went up to him and just tongued his ear.
What?
And my uncle's out of his mind. So so he just put his tongue in his ear, like as a joke or like as a party trick. I don't know what it was. But that kid, for the rest of his life, every time he saw my uncle, he'd be like, tongue in the ear, like knew, like it became like their thing.
That's a cool kid.
Yeah, so like it made that kid a little more cool, I think. So like maybe this kid and that guy can form a relationship.
This kid's gonna have a weird shit fetish.
Did it get in his mouth? Was it a spray?
No, it just splashed apparently. But the guy, you know, he's obviously went to jail over this. It's
like, I don't know. I just hate when kids are used as people's excuse to be horrified.
Right.
Like sometimes it feels like. Like moms do this a lot, and they're like, "My kid heard that."
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, I don't know if this kid got splashed like how on purpose. It's not like he was a monkey.
Well, he definitely didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, let the guy obviously had an embarrassing experience.
Right,
had to take a dump. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you'll get like someone will be like, "Ah, shut up," and they're like, "My kid heard you say shut up."
Right,
and it's like, don't. That's exactly the same as getting in a fight and then just waving your kid at people to not so that you don't get beat up.
Right,
you know, like
right.
I don't know. So I don't know. Give the guy a break.
Well, wait,
that's all I'm saying.
Listen, as he pleaded not guilty to the allegation and claimed that he was left with no other option. Than what he did,
yeah,
which I love. It's like I had to shit in the
room. That's like one of those classic lawsuits that you're like, wait a minute. Like he could technically sue Glastonbury
because
he's like,
toilets.
You gotta have more toilets.
Or he could have shit his pants. They didn't have to pull him down in the middle of the room.
That's true. Didn't have to pull him down.
I don't know about shitting pants. I don't think there's any force feeling.
He's a smart guy.
Shitty underwear.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love the lawyer in this situation in some courtroom, like, now, Your Honor, haven't we all been in this situation? You know, like some Southern guy sweating.
Put yourself there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sets the scene.
We've all had a bean burrito and 13 gin and tonics. Yeah.
Let's go to the next one.
This is kind of a like no shit one, but study finds that different countries prefer different boobs.
Interesting.
That's a no shit thing? I didn't
I
know
think
that.
So,
I think a boob is a boob is a boob.
No, I think Africa, they like a nice sagger.
Yeah,
right.
That's their thing?
From the National Geos I've seen.
These are plastic surgeons from across the globe.
So the preferences for what you would get change country to country.
Yeah, like what they view as the ideal, how they would work them into what they think of like the perfect boob.
What is your perfect boob?
Ooh, boy, I mean, I hate to say it. I like a 18-year-old C cup.
Really?
You know, like
tight
perky.
Skin.
Yeah, not like a good nip.
Yeah.
Not too big, not too small, perky, you know.
My whole thing with boobs was always like, it's got to be like a handful of M&Ms. Where some of them, like it's hard to hold them all. You'll have a couple fall
see,
out.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I like a teardrop. Like I like a bag of water.
Oh, okay. See, my thing, I'm talking about like the size, like you'd have it in your hand like this, and maybe you wouldn't be able to hold the whole thing.
Right.
I don't know. I think, is there any other stories?
Yeah, I mean, I had one more. We don't have to get into it. I mean,
let's
whatever.
Do
you
one
want
more.
To. All right. Law bans Maryland colleges from demanding social media info from prospective students, which I think is good, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who we.
So is that porn? Yeah, oh, is it social media?
Social media. So your Twitter, your Facebook. You
so
know.
I get the law, but like, how stupid are these college administrators? You can find all that shit in two clicks on people.
Also, that's news.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, well, it's news on TotalFrightMove.com.
All
so
right,
that's what we're going with.
I think the thing is on you know on Total,
it affects the kids.
Yeah, it affects.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
I don't know. I've never really gotten called out for. There's so much out there on me now that like.
Well, you're in a different thing entirely. Like a lot of people that are teachers that I know, when they're on Facebook, they have to change their last name to their middle name or something so they don't get caught. I don't like the fact that you, like, if it doesn't affect your job performance at all, you're now keeping somebody from doing what they want to do in their real life. It's like, what difference does it make if it doesn't overlap?
Oh, this is alone time. he's saying, or in the classroom, you can't look at
this
it.
This is just like, I guess, when kids are applying,
they
I guess
can't
they
look
used
at it to judge you.
Right.
Oh, I got it.
But I think they can find that anyways. Like, this is just living in a world that, you know, the rule, like, it's, you're not, listen, it's out there. It's the toothpaste is out of the tube.
Yeah. Right.
On this shit, because you can get looked up at any way, which way or form. So you got to be careful with that shit. You got to be super careful. And I think I wrote about this a while back about like the YouTube videos, like some guys taping a party, and it's like, you're just going to ruin all your parties.
I know.
For one video to get what, a view?
I know. Yeah. I don't
For
get
what
it.
Reason? So guys, be careful out there. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Mark, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This was a
really
good time.
Appreciate it. At Mark Norum on Twitter. Tuesdays with Stories every Tuesday. Man Samp, thank you for coming on with the news.
Thanks,
at
dude.
Man Samp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday. Keep sending those emails. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be here next week.